Extra, extra, hear us read all about it.
Hey guys, that was our new theme song, and this is our new podcast called Extra, Extra. I am Jesse Esparza.
And I'm Julian Gonzalez.
And this is the podcast where we give our unfiltered, honest opinions about this week's headlines, news events, and cultural moments.
Great. So first, we want to talk about Kanye West's SNL breakdown. So basically, I'm going to do a live interpretational reading of it, and then we're going
to
give our opinion
on it. Yeah, to fill you in case you haven't heard, Kanye West went crazy during SNL because someone removed some of his props for his stage, and he went a little crazy. You can find this on some website, but Julian is going to recreate it for you right now.
Yes, and it's going to be really good.
So should I lead you in with something?
No.
Okay.
Look at this shit. They took my fucking stage off of SNL without asking me. Now I'm bummed. That and Taylor Swift fake ass. Now I ain't gonna do this. We breaking the motherfucking internet. I went through 6 years of this fucking shit. Let it go, bro. Let it go, bro. Are they fucking crazy, bro? By 50%. Stanley Kubrick. Apostle Paul Picasso. Fucking Picasso and Escobar. By 50% more influential than any other human being. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. By 50% dead or alive. By 50% for the next 1,000 years. Stanley Kubrick. Yay. How did I do?
Oh my God, that was great. I can't believe. Wow, he really said that, huh?
To be honest, I kind of agree with him. I mean, I'm narcissistic just like him. But what I'm surprised at is how much he got into the percentage of how much better he is than everyone else.
Yeah. And it's only 50%, he said?
Yeah, I'm thinking if I'm going to be talking about how much better I am than everyone else, I would probably say a bigger number like 83% is a good number.
Yeah, or 90. I don't know. Kanye is a little bit crazy right now. He's going through some real hardships. Apparently, he went on Twitter to announced to the world that he's $53 million in debt, and he's asking Mark Zuckerberg of all people for money, and I don't know why he's singling out Mark Zuckerberg. He's asking him for like $1 billion, I believe.
Yeah, to support in Kanye West ideas.
Yeah.
Was basically something like
and
that.
And I heard like Kris Jenner is just like, she wants that shit cut out because she has molded her children into becoming like, you know, really perfect people, and he's like really destroying that reputation.
Yeah. My biggest thing is he said that he's not in really debt. It's just the debt of his ideas.
It's that clothing line. I feel like that clothing line really fucked him up, and yeah, he shouldn't be designing clothes. He should be just focusing on his music.
I have a quick thing to say. In this breakdown and everything, he always keeps bringing back to Taylor Swift. What does Kanye have against Taylor Swift?
I think he said that he made her, and I kind of agree with him. I feel like nobody really knew about her until he came and like interrupted her during the MTV Awards, like the VMAs. Like nobody really knew like about her, and once he did that, then she really took off. I feel like he did have some part in making her, but yeah, he's very obsessed with her right now, and she's obsessed with him too.
Yeah,
because she definitely during her Grammy Awards winning speech went up there and basically like referred to him, which let's get into that. I don't think she should have won a Grammy. I don't think that album was very good at all.
Well, it was a pretty good album, I would say. But she actually said that she had no idea about him making that mention of her in the song or anything like that. So she said the speech had nothing to do with him. So I'm gonna take her word about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she deserves everything to win.
Who was he talking to?
He was
talking to
he was talking to him, his, I think his assistant or something, but it was all supposedly caught on camera and or on tape and sold.
I would have loved to be there just to be like, what's happening? I want someone to be like, who's Stanley Kubrick? I don't understand. Why are you making this comparison?
Yeah.
What does Stanley Kubrick have to do about it? He's dead.
I know, like, you're comparing yourself to all these people that clearly nobody's really checking for anymore, so... I mean, I would probably compare myself to someone that's more relevant in today's society. Because, I mean, most people that are interested in this story are going to be, I would say, people younger than 26.
Yeah, maybe someone in Stanley Kubrick's like camp is like paying Kanye to like mention him.
Bring him up. Let's get his movies talked about again.
Clockwork Orange. Yeah. Just really Google that. I feel like, yeah, he's going through a really hard time. I've definitely had some friends who have like gone off the deep end on like Instagram or like Facebook or Twitter and just like let it all out there. And it sucks because he's like a star and like people are screenshotting that shit. So it's going to be around forever.
Do you remember when Kanye West was the Kanye West that, you know, was the hot music producer, and then he got in a car accident, and then he sang Through the Wire with his mouth wired shut.
Like, that's like the type of Kanye I want.
2006. That's like
2004. 2003. I thought, you know what, that his first album was very good. I really liked it. His second album was very good. He just started getting full of himself. I feel like he got off track some way through that journey. I feel like he definitely started out strong, but something happened where he let his ego get the best of him. So let's let this be a lesson to all of you out there. Stay humble. What does Beyonce say in her new music video, which we might get into? Stay humble. The best revenge is your paper, meaning your money, meaning you'll make money and just be humble.
I don't care for Beyonce. So going on to our next story, I want to really quick talk about, just very quick, about Paul McCartney getting denied access to Tyga's Grammy party, which I think is... Tyga's Grammy party, which I think is the funniest thing to ever read about. Because my question is, why is this old grandpa trying to get into a young, hip Grammy party?
Yeah, who was he with? He was with someone.
He was with Beck, who nobody cares about. And he was with the drummer from maybe the Foo Fighters, which, again, nobody cares about.
I wouldn't have let them in either.
I wouldn't have let them in. First of all, if I'm Tigger, I am a young rapper. So I probably, first of all, don't even know who you are because you're an old white man. I don't want an old white man at my party. Second of all, I'm trying to get lit. I'm trying to drink the...
Purple drink.
I'm trying to smoke, and I'm trying to rape on young women. I mean, if I'm Tyga, I don't want you, old man at my party, giving me side eye, judging me with your wife. I feel like Paul McCartney should have taken his wife to, you know...
Like a nice, like, Olive Garden. Or a nice buffet.
Something like, you know, like, you're an old man. Go to, like, a nice restaurant after the Grammy party with your wife. And why are you dragging her along to the... I'm done with that story. So you
can Yeah, I did find it odd. I'm like, yeah, why is Tyga trying to go... I know, why is Paul McCartney trying to go to Tyga's party? I don't know. But I guess I would want to, too. Like, you know, there's some old people nowadays that want to stay young. So I feel like that's probably... And you know what? Paul McCartney was accepted by like Kanye West and Rihanna, so he probably does think he's still part of that young generation, but I guess not anymore. He got shut the fuck down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not checking for Paul McCartney, so he needs to go.
He knew Michael Jackson.
Everyone knew Michael Jackson, though. Everyone knew Michael.
The story I really want to get into is the one about Kesha.
I need to get into that story
because I feel
right
like
away.
Do you know about this, Ryan, our producer?
Yeah,
right before this, we said Ryan was like the producer that raped Kesha. He's our producer for this show. Okay, let's get into this, because I think this is like the headline that everyone's reblogging about, everyone's retweeting, everyone is sharing, everyone is Team Kesha, ban Sony.
Yeah, save Kesha, hashtag save Kesha.
Save Kesha. You know what? I stand with Kesha. I have since she came out.
So basically, Kesha is in a legal battle with her producer, Dr. Luke. I'm trying to figure out what he's a doctor in. I think that's, first of all, very disrespectful to people that are doctors that you're using a title that you did not earn.
He's like that guy who, like, pretended to be a gynecologist.
Oh, that little kid. There's a little kid in Miami. You need to Google that. But so Kesha's basically plea to get out of her exclusive contract with music producer Dr. Luke, who she claims sexually and physically abused her for years. And it was denied by a New York judge on Friday, stating that Sony and Dr. Luke both provided affidavits that they would allow Kesha to record without the producer. So that's why it was denied.
Yeah.
So do we think that she should still have to work with for her rapist, or do we think that they should let her out of her contract?
The thing is, here's the thing. They're not saying that she has to record with Dr. Luke. They're saying she can record with other people, but it just has to be under Sony. Her thing is she doesn't want to do it under Sony because she thinks they won't promote her.
Yeah.
I think if she does, I mean, she should just record songs if that's really what she wants to do. They're giving her a chance to do it without Dr. Luke. I feel like she should be able to just do that. And she has, you know, a bunch of support so far with people like reblogging and, you know, making her picture their profile picture. So I feel like if she does record a song, even if Sony doesn't, you know, promote it that much, people will still find it.
But maybe it's more of to the point where she doesn't want to record songs and then let her rapists make money off of her.
True. I think that's the problem. She doesn't trust Sony. I understand that.
My thing is she still has to record 6 albums is what the contract states.
That's a lot.
But here, if you have ever watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, you'll remember that Mimi went to Miss Deb asking how to, basically Mimi had a sex tape with this dude, Nico, and she then got a book deal to.
What?
Sorry, Jade's laughing, made me laugh.
Wait, what?
Don't laugh, because it made me laugh, you guys, stop. So basically, Mimi had a sex tape with Nico, and then got, stop laughing. It's making me laugh.
Sorry.
It's a good point. I'm trying to state right now.
Okay.
Okay, so if you've ever watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, there's a girl in there named Mimi, and she had a sex tape with Nico. And then because of that, it kind of brought them into the forefront. Mimi then got a publishing deal and the rights to have an autobiography made about her life. And she, after that, before having the book deal released, she broke up with Nico, and he still wanted a cut of her life story. So she went to Miss Deb, and Miss Deb said, if the deal is for a book, have your daughter make 3 coloring books, give him the books. That's how you'll get out of your contract. So my thing is, Kesha, record 6 albums. At the minimum of a length of an album needs to be maybe 6 songs of just trash music. Stuff, you know, you could be singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Give them to Dr. Luke and Sony and get out of your contract. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but does that sound like you can do that?
You know what? That does sound like a very good idea.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, she could definitely do that. Just make 3 really, 6 really terrible albums. And then she could do that within a year. Yeah. Rihanna's been doing it for her whole career.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My other thing is that they said she can't record new music without them. So, Kesha, I know you have some money somewhere. You've been in the spotlight for a few years. What you need
to
do...
She doesn't have any money.
Okay, well, she has to have friends, something. Kesha, record cover albums. I would love to hear Kesha covering the classics.
Yeah.
Right? And then make money off that way. Go tour, singing those songs. If you have these fans that are supposedly your fans, they'll support you. They'll go to your tour. Then you get, you know, the Kesha covers, t-shirts, sell the merch. I mean...
To be honest, I don't care for Kesha.
You just said that you were the biggest Kesha fan.
I did not say. I mean,
that you supported her since she came out.
When she came out, I was like, I supported her. I was like, oh, I ironically like this music, like TikTok. Oh, I'm going to brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, and her second and third album came out, and I was like, okay.
I think she's
like,
only had 2 albums.
She had
a remix album.
No. She had Animal. Then she had Cannibal.
No, that was like an extended of Animal.
And no. She had Animal, and then she had Cannibal, and then she had Warrior.
I mean, to be honest, I'm not a Kesha fan, but I'm a fan of women. And so I think that they need to let her out of this contract so that she can go and continue singing, because I guess she has no other talent other type of career goals, because for some reason she's so hell-bent on doing the singing. But I do think that she needs to get justified for something.
Yeah.
Like, they need to prove him wrong.
There you go.
Oh. Do you have anything else to say about this story?
I mean, good luck. It was really sad watching her cry in court.
Yes.
I really do hope that she springs back. She's a very fun, artist, I guess. I mean, she's like the white Rihanna, kind of, or the white-er Rihanna.
I don't know if we should bring skin tone into it.
But, yeah, I feel like if she wants to make music, just let her make music. I mean, yeah. get her out of her contract. I'm sure she wasn't making that much money, to be honest.
I don't think it's about making music or how much money she's making. I think it's about making everyone know that she was, you know, abused and assaulted and stuff, and she wants that to come out and come to light. So we'll leave it with our prayers are with you, Kesha. Yeah.
Everyone say a nice Hail Mary for Kesha.
Okay, now this is my... Okay, I read one of the funniest articles in People.com that I really need to talk about, and I need your opinion, Jesse.
Okay.
So Rita Wilson, wife of... wife of Tom Hanks, said to People magazine that Tom Hanks gives the best foot and back massages. And I think to the extent of she doesn't have to ask for it, he just knows when she wants it. Now, I think that is a man I'm looking for.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he goes out of his way just to make sure she's comfortable, like, rubbing her feet and her back. Like, that's not hashtag relationship goals.
I guess. I don't know. I would just rather, like...
What's your opinion on Tom Hanks just massaging?
He's Forrest Gump, right?
He's more than just that. Would you let Tom Hanks rub up on your back and your feet?
I would like his son, Colin Hanks. I feel like he's much more in my spectrum, I feel. I would like that. I feel like Tom Hanks is old. I mean, I wouldn't fuck with that.
Okay, but just imagine he's a Oscar winner, right?
Is he a producer, Dr. Luke Ryan?
Like four, right?
I'm saying those are Oscar winning hands massaging your back and feet. I think that you can rub me all day, Tom Hanks, as long as I don't have to look at you. Okay, so I found another story very interesting this week. It was about the FBI trying to get Apple to create new technology that would let them kind of get into like a back door of the shooter from San Bernardino.
Was it Michigan?
No, I think it's like San Bernardino.
Okay.
But the shooter's name was Syed Rizwan Farouk. Hopefully I pronounced it correct. And basically the FBI wants to take it to like the Supreme Court to make Apple create this technology that doesn't exist that would get them into like the backdoor access of the phone because they can't figure out the password combination in enough tries before the iPhone wipes itself clean.
It's like a drunk girl after a party. They just can't break into the phone. I do need to know, like, because I saw all these reposts on Facebook and I was like, oh, this seems interesting. Everyone is reposting it. I did read it. I didn't really understand it. And so I think I just, I didn't reblog it, but I was just like, so wait, they want, okay, so does this have to do with Edward Snowden? Is this the fourth citizen? Or wait, what is it called?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Does this have to do with like security, like, you know, what is it called? I forget.
A security breach?
No, it's like, you know, forget it.
Well, the reason Apple will not do this is because if they do create this backdoor that doesn't actually exist right now, this could mean that basically everyone with that iPhone isn't safe, that if this gets out, that anyone can now basically get into your iPhone.
The FBI could go into
your iPhone, yes. My thing is, did this guy have an ex-girlfriend? Just ask her for the password. I mean, she must... ex-girlfriends know the password to people's phones.
No, you know, I mean, only some do. I mean, some, like, try their whole lives to get that password. But I feel like if you got a crazy bitch to do it, like, if I have a friend, she could go into anyone's phone if you get her to. Like, it's just, like, research.
Or
really.
Why not cut off his thumb and just use the thumb to get in, you know, with the touch technology? I mean, if he's not going to do it for you, just cut off his thumb. They do that, like...
Yeah, I mean...
They can do that.
Honestly, like, I feel if they got, like, a high school, like, not even millennial, like, what's the step below millennial, like, younger than millennial, if they got, like, a high school, ninth grade girl to, like, come in, she could find out in, like, an hour, I feel.
Ew, no, that's like a grown man, what are you trying to...
No, I mean, no, she would, like, go to his Instagram, go to his Facebook, figure out his password, no doubt. Kids these days are really, really, really smart.
Well, John McAfee of the McAfee of the McAfee, you know, security virus protection on your computer said that he will decrypt the San Bernardino person's phone free of charge so that Apple doesn't need to place this backdoor on its product. Now, do we feel like we should trust him?
No, no one uses McAfee. What is that, Windows? No. He just wants
to be relevant. He wants his stock to go up.
He just wants his name out there.
Yeah.
I already forgot it. I used to have McAfee on my old Dell. Didn't work really. That's the last time I've heard of McAfee.
Yeah, I only use Norton, so I don't even know.
Yeah, I just use a 2009 MacBook, so.
Okay. You guys, I read the funniest story yesterday. And basically, it's a judge ordering 50 Cent to explain how he has so much cash on Instagram when he's going through bankruptcy. Now, if you go to Curtis J. Jackson III's Instagram, that's 50 Cent's real name. It's just 50 Cent is his Instagram handle. You will see that he's taking all these photos with stacks of money. But apparently, he is trying to go through bankruptcy for $30 million. Where is he getting this money for these Instagram photos?
Yeah, no, that does. I mean, is it photoshopped? I don't. Or is it?
I mean, it looks pretty real. He's spelling out broke with these stacks of money.
I see.
He's having stacks of money in his fridge, like he's about to eat. He has stacks of money in trash cans. I don't know why, or barrels, or buckets of paint. You know, this is actually a bucket they used to paint. He has stacks of money in buckets. I mean,
I would love, yeah, you know, I want to know why. I mean, he had the gall. He's like Kanye West right now, declaring that he's broke, but Kanye isn't doing this. Kanye isn't putting all of his stacks of money. He just has Kim Kardashian on his arm.
Is 50 Cent trying to be the new Teresa Giudice from New Jersey Housewives, trying to, you know, scam on, you know, our government?
I feel like this reeks of like fraud or like, what is it called? Tax evasion. Oh, do I have to do this? Oh, God. Okay. What kind of computer is this? Is this a Dell?
So
it is. Wow, this is big. Is this a MacBook Pro?
Yeah, MacBook Pro. The biggest one you could get, spending all that money.
How much was this?
It was a lot of money.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm still trying to pay that.
In other news, there's a new feud on the streets. No, we're not talking about Kanye and Taylor. We're talking about the Pope and Donald Trump. I don't have any bullet points here.
Basically, the Pope said that it is unchristian to want to build a border around the United States to keep out immigrants, and calling out Donald Trump as unchristian, and Donald Trump recounted saying that he does not like that his religion is being brought into question, that, you know, it is his right to do so if he does become president. And then people went onto Twitter and social media and were saying that, well, the Pope lives in a building that is, you know, walled off and stuff. So, I mean, I just like the idea that the Pope is feuding with Donald Trump on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know. People are choosing sides, correct? I mean,
are choosing sides.
Whose side would you choose if it was the Pope and Donald Trump? Because people who support Trump might be likely to support the Pope, right?
Yeah.
Because they're all Christians. Is that something that's true? So, like, that's very interesting,
know.
Like, who they would choose. It's like the devil versus an angel. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But is this all on Twitter?
Yes.
This is amazing.
Hashtag Team Pope or hashtag Team Wig.
He doesn't have a wig.
Toupee.
This is the best feud Trump feud. Did I say chewed from?
I think this is just the best feud in general.
This is the heaviest computer I've ever touched. My God. Okay, this is the best feud. Shit, this is the best Trump feud since Trump versus Rosie, and I was all about
Team Rosie.
Can you believe he said she was a pig?
I mean, I would say she is too.
Oh, get out of here. You are ridiculous. You just said you were Team Rosie.
I am. But if it looks like a pig and it walks like a
pig, it's a pig. Get out.
She can't even keep control of her daughter, but that's another story.
You're a Trump supporter.
I am not. Okay, really quick, I want to talk about a TBT story. So basically, 10 years ago this month, I'm not sure on the day, but it was reported that Britney Spears was driving with her firstborn child at 4 months old on her lap. And
is it Jaden?
I don't know if she's named Jaden.
It is Jaden. Will Smith. What?
Will Smith is Jaden.
Oh, Preston?
Maybe it's... We don't know the kids' names, but basically, on this day in 2006, or this month, Britney Spears was photographed driving with her five-month-old son, Sean Preston, on her lap. The public outcry over the photos caused Britney to release a statement to People magazine stating...
Can I read this?
Yes. And God, do your best, already, Britney.
Okay. I'm an actor, guys. Okay.
Struggling.
Fuck, this is... Fuck, how does she sound? I don't even know. See, I told you.
But Jaden's the other one. Sean Preston's the first one. And then, Jaden Marie or whatever is the second one.
Today I had a horrifying, frightful encounter with the paparazzi while I was with my baby. Because of a recent incident when I was trapped in my car without my baby by a throng of paparazzi, I was terrified that this time the physically aggressive paparazzi would put both me and my baby in danger. I instinctively took measures to get my baby and me out of harm's way, but the paparazzi continued to stalk us and took photos of us, which were sold to the media. I love my child and would do anything to protect him. Is that a good Britney? That's not a good
That was Britney. Not a good Britney, but...
I remember this story. I remember this story being like a huge thing. And I know people were like, well, I used to do that with my kids.
Yeah. So basically, despite Britney's statement, the outrage continued and resulted in the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services to open an investigation into the incident, sending deputies to Britney's house to question her.
Now,
who would question Britney? See, now I'm offended that we're questioning Britney as a mother. I would never question someone's mother.
If you remember, this is what started the whole thing. This is when Britney started like unraveling. This was before she shaved her head. This was before
Hit the paparazzi with the umbrella.
This was before all that
divorcing
stuff.
Divorcing Kevin.
She was going through some stuff right now, and this is like when the height of like the paparazzi like storming people. Like this was the big like 2007 where everything really blew up.
Yeah. Really quick, I had Googled like car safety and is it okay or is it not okay to drive with your baby on your lap?
Please,
now,
what did Google
say? I know it's by law you have to have a baby in a car seat, but it said it's tempting to. This is an article from babycenter.com, and it said it's tempting to lift your child out of the car seat and hold him in your arms when he's having a tantrum after hours on the road or when you're making a quick dash from one place to another with friends, and it's easier for everyone to pile into the same vehicle than to take separate cars. This might seem safe enough. After all, you're holding your child tight in your arms. What could happen, right? But the truth is, even if you're belted in, your child could be ripped from your arms by the force of a collision. And if you manage to get the seatbelt around you and your baby, your weight could actually crush your child to death.
I mean, that's common sense. If you're driving with a baby on your lap and you get rear-ended, that baby's soft head is going into that steering wheel. Your baby's dead. My goodness.
I know, but I like to believe that Britney was trying to get her baby into a safe place and... You know, she was panicking. She had her Starbucks in one hand, her baby on her lap, her cigarette in the other.
Let's all remember, Britney Spears is from, like, Tennessee or something. She is, like, a hillbilly at heart. Like, I'm sure she was raised in a lap, you know, driving in a lap on her dad.
But probably
on,
like, a tractor with no cars around, though.
I know. I mean, this is... Just drive safe out there, celebrities. I mean, hashtag Bruce Jenner killing that person on that freeway.
No, hashtag Caitlyn Jenner. Let's make it right.
But at the time, it was Bruce.
But inside, it was Caitlyn.
At the time, it was Bruce. Brandy killed somebody.
Brandy.
From Moesha. She also killed someone on the road.
I don't know. Jesse, I have a quick question. What's your thoughts about a meatball thick burger?
Well, listen, I'm going through a really big health phase right now. I haven't had fast food in about a month.
How about a bacon mac and cheese thick burger?
I'm not liking the way that you're accentuating thick.
Burger Rito?
No.
Biznit?
Let me tell you, I had about 2 protein bars today and a nice Fage yogurt, so none of this sounds really good to me.
Okay, well, anyways, E! Online is reporting that Carl's Jr. is coming out with all these delectable...
Oh my God, no.
Anyways, Carl's Jr. might be coming out with all these fun, different, like, melting pots of food. I mean, you got a burger, burrito, a mac and cheese. A burrito burger, a mac and cheese burger, a meatball burger. You know, you pizza fries. You got a donut biscuit. Oh, so basically, God, if you don't know how to cook and you want a home cooked meal, you can now go to Carl's Jr. and get it, you know, on the go.
For a nice home cooked meal.
You know, if you can't figure out how to make a nice meatloaf,
a nice donut biscuit.
You can't figure out how to make that nice macaroni and cheese.
I feel like they're really competing with Taco Bell to see, like, who could make the shittiest fast food.
I mean, I'm not saying nothing bad about Taco Bell because that's the best restaurant in America.
Taco Bell over Del Taco any day, I feel.
Ew, I've never even had Del Taco. That's for trash people.
That's for people who only have, like, 39 cents in their ashtray and they can only get one taco. Sorry to all you people out there struggling.
Okay, so really quick, I want to play a fun little game with you, Jesse.
Okay, great. Game time.
So basically, while I was at the market this week doing my weekly shopping.
Real quick, what is on the Julian Gonzalez shopping list?
Okay, so first we're going to have to, every morning I have a nice smoothie, so I need vanilla almond milk that is unsweetened. I need coconut water, spinach, frozen blueberries, banana, date.
One date.
Just one date. Literally one date without the pit. I need a scoop of chia seeds, a scoop of flax seeds. And that literally is like, I'm telling you guys, you'll drink that smoothie, it'll keep you full for like 6 hours. And trust me, you're like, what? But there's no protein powder, there's no protein, there's nothing. It's literally just like blueberries. It's really good.
Anything else? Okay.
I mean,
okay.
That's it. Then, you know, I might get some asparagus, broccoli, apples. I like to do chicken lettuce wraps for lunch. Just, you know, with canned chicken because I don't feel like trying to cook chicken.
Canned chicken, huh?
Canned chicken is very better than tuna.
Okay, great.
Anyway,
great.
So the game is I'm going to give you right now 6 titles of tabloid magazines. The titles are Star, OK, Life and Style, In Touch, Us, and National Enquirer.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you a headline.
Okay.
And you have to guess which magazine this is from.
Oh, God. But no.
Yes, because...
Are they so different that I'll be able to tell?
Yes, they're really different.
Oh, okay.
So the first one is Kim, 185 pounds and gaining, 45 pounds heavier since giving birth, with a quote saying, "I can't stop eating," and that she's covered in stretch marks. Which magazine do you think reported this juicy headlining story?
Can you read them again?
Star, Okay, Life and Style, In Touch, Us, or the National Enquirer?
I'm going to say Star.
You're wrong. It was OK Magazine.
Okay.
So based on that story, I didn't read the article. What's your opinion on Kim and she can't stop eating?
Well, she just gave birth, right?
Yeah. So, but I like to judge a pregnant woman or a mother. I don't like judging a mother on her mothering skills, but she's a celebrity. She needs to be able to bounce back right away. You know what I mean? She has a career that she has to sustain, and she uses her body for her career.
Here's the thing. She knows what she's doing. I feel like she knows that if she stays a little fat, then she'll get that kind of press, too. Even if it is negative press, it still is press. And I feel like she can have it, her cake and eat it, too, her delicious 300,000 calorie cake and eat it too, because she can stay fat, not have to lose any weight, and she can still be on the cover of the magazines. She's very smart. I think she knows what she's doing.
I mean, to be honest, I don't even believe this story because I feel like I was watching Cocktails with Chloe on the FYI network, and she said that Kim wouldn't even leave the house for the first few months after giving birth until she gets back into shape because she doesn't want you to catch bad photos of her. So I'm not really thinking too hard about this story. Okay, so the next headline is Angie and Brad, $450 million divorce. Brad moves out. How Angie became in quote cold and cruel witch. She's insane and jealous over Selena Gomez rumors. So who do you think reported this story?
I'm going to have to say the National Enquirer.
You're absolutely wrong.
Oh, wow.
It was Star Magazine.
Well, oh, wow.
What's your opinion on...
They call her a witch?
They called her a witch, but I'm more concerned about why is Selena Gomez being linked to Brad Pitt? He's old.
He's like three times her age almost,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he got with Angelina when she was born.
He's not that much older than her. But can we just say, I saw a picture of Angelina's family. Let me tell you, those babies she has are beautiful.
Them babies?
The twins are beautiful.
The twins
Brad.
Are beautiful. The Shiloh, beautiful.
The transgendered one.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. As a boy, as a girl. Shiloh, yeah, as a boy, as a girl,
she,
still
she
beautiful.
Could do whatever she wants.
But let me just say, those adopted ones.
And well, the black one, she's cute. What's her name, Zuri? Zola?
Yeah.
The other ones...
Maddox and Pax. I mean,
they're going
through a little bit of an awkward phase, to be honest. Like, one has, like, a mustache.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward. It's a little awkward, because I remember Maddox being, like, the little cute one with the mohawk.
Yeah, but, I mean, most kids, they start out cute, then turn ugly, and usually stay ugly, so.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe he is cheating on her with Selena Gomez. Who knows?
Yeah, who cares? The next story, which I want you to tell me which magazine you think reported it, is Miley's married. Inside the secret beach wedding, her dress, the vows, the ring, all the details. Liam planned everything. Why Miley's family didn't show up. And then they have a little picture of Liam's head, and it said, Liam and Miley don't have a prenup. Who do you think reported this story?
I'm going to have to say, like a really commercial story.
Okay.
People?
No, because that wasn't on the list.
Oh, wait.
Let me give you the list of magazines again. Star, OK, Life and Style, In Touch, Us, or The National Enquirer?
Us? Us Weekly?
Wrong. It's Life and Style. You're really
I'm holding Life and Style in my hands.
You're really not doing good at this.
It's about the sister wives.
I know, but that I think is from like this week. I was at the market earlier this week.
Okay.
So what's your opinion on if she did get married? Are you happy for her?
I mean, as long as she stops fucking performing like a crazy ass person, then that's fine. As long as she's happy. And I'm happy for her. But didn't she break up with that guy?
Yeah, I think they broke up. She was doing her thing. She was dating the black producer that produces her music. And then she was dating some Victoria's Secret model.
A girl?
Yeah, a girl. Maddie is down with the swirl. So
the swirl meaning a woman? Like the pussy swirl?
God. I meant swirl like, you know, chocolate vanilla swirl. But, you know, whatever. Okay, so the next story, because that one we weren't pressed on. I want you to tell me who released this story. This is the last one I have. Casey Anthony, pregnancy bombshell. Her outraged neighbors tell all. The most hated woman in America prepares for motherhood 5 years after. And then I forgot to take a picture of the rest of the article. But then it shows a picture of her little, poor little girl, Kaylee. It says, Casey partied after Kaylee 2 disappeared. Who do you think reported this story?
National Enquirer.
Wrong.
Oh,
In
my
Touch.
God.
In Touch magazine reported it. What are your opinions on if this?
Hey,
isn't
she supposed to be hiding out? She's supposed to be like in a desert island right now.
I thought she was in Mexico or something.
I thought no. Once she got like innocent or whatever, she supposedly was. I mean, wouldn't you like hide out and like not let anyone know who you are? She should have started over. I feel.
Yeah, I would have moved to the island with Tupac or something where nobody could find me.
Yeah, I feel like if you're under that much scandal and like everyone literally hates you.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I would change. She should be in the witness protection program.
Do you believe that she's pregnant though again?
Probably.
I mean, if you're pregnant once, why not get pregnant a second time? Let's just hope she doesn't, you know,
she's
lose this
baby
this time. Yeah,
she's
let's just hope.
She's
let's just hope that
baby.
She keeps it this time. Okay, so really quick, did you have any thoughts or opinions about the Grammys that happened earlier this week?
I did just watch the Adele performance. I was like, what was wrong with it?
I didn't watch the award show. I just looked at the fashions, and I thought Adele looked like a 37-year-old mother with flat hair. Adele, you are like, what, 26, 27, 28? Adele, can we start looking our age? Because for your whole career, you've been looking 10 years older than you are. And it's not a good look, Adele. I mean, sure, you could sing, but we're really not here for all of that. We're here for, you know, your look. So I need her to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Do you have any other opinions on this award show? Like Rihanna canceled last minute because of bronchitis.
Oh, you know what I read? I read that she backed out of most of her tour now. I wonder but what's going on. Listen, I wouldn't go to a Rihanna tour anyway.
Oh, my God. I went and saw Rihanna, I would say, maybe like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. You know when Rihanna had that album, Loud?
Yeah. That's before she got hit, right?
Hit? No.
Was that after she got hit?
That was like 3 albums after she got hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so I only really liked Rihanna after... when she had the Rated R album, because that was the very, like, spooky album. Yeah. You know, because she was very depressed, you know, from everything she had gone through.
I remember distinctly, like...
Then she had Loud, which was with the S&M song.
She had... There was a song, and then I remember I was driving with my aunt in the car, and my aunt was like, I hear the song is about Chris Brown.
Which song?
I forget, but I was like, bitch, every song is about Chris Brown on this album.
Yeah, I mean, that album was her best album, to be honest.
I do feel like she really came into her own as being like, you know, like this phoenix rising from the sun. And I feel like, I don't know about her now. I don't know. I love the trend right now where a song can just be repeating a word 30 times.
Oh my God, like her hit song off her new album, Anti, which... It's called Goodnight Gotham, and it's like, the night is young, the night is young. I don't know, she repeats the same 3 words for the whole song.
The other one is Work, where it's just like, work, yeah, work, 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 work.
No, this
it's
one
literally...
is worse. This one's worse. She literally just repeats the same 3 words. It's like, let me just see the lyrics are, because I'm telling you, it's like, the best song. Because Rihanna did say that she had to sit down at times because the lyrics on this album were so emotional for her.
Work, 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 work.
So, I mean, this is what Rihanna was singing. The song's called Goodnight Gotham. Check it out, you know, on Tidal. The song goes like this. Only if for a night, 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 for a night, for a night, night, for a
literally reading, for a night, literally reading this.
For a night, for a night, night, for a night, for a night, night, for a night, for a night. I mean, I don't know how it actually goes, but then she repeats again.
Okay, here, let me, I'll read, I'll okay. sing some of it for yeah, you.
Do you know how the beat goes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you've heard it.
Night, night, for a night, oh, for a night, that's oh, for a night, oh, night, night, for a, damn. It's like she copy and pasted this, it's really crazy.
I think it goes more like this. Only if for a night, night. Night for a night, for a night, night, for a
okay,
night.
Okay, let me try. Wait, night. I think I got it. For a night, oh, for a night, oh, night, night, for a night, oh, for a night, oh, for a night, oh, night.
I think
night,
it goes like this. Only for a oh, night, night, for a night, for a night,
oh, night, night,
night,
night,
for a
what's
night,
my name?
For a night,
oh, night,
night, for
what's
a night,
my name?
For a night. I think that's actually.
Anyways,
for a night, night.
I wouldn't
for a
pay
night.
Anything to see a Rihanna song, no, or a Rihanna concert. No, thank you.
Well, I wouldn't pay anything to see a Beyonce concert, to be honest, because I don't support. Dumb people.
Julian, we are not going to get into this right now. We're going
to
need
another. You said you wanted to talk you wanted to talk about formation. So talk about
now,
it.
No, you know, we'd be here all night.
I mean, that's true.
I like Beyonce more than Rihanna, I'll say that.
Well, I despise Beyonce, actually. That I know that's a harsh word, but I just can't support someone that, I don't know, like, I feel like Beyonce was good when other people were writing her music. I feel like she might have new people writing her music, or she's writing her own music, but the music, the lyric quality is not up to my standard. There's no meaning. If you want a good album that has a lot of meaning, you need to check out Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, my God.
The best album of the century, I have to say.
Did she write her own music?
I think she co-wrote almost all the songs.
Here's the thing. I don't think Beyonce has written a song in her goddamn life.
Check on it.
No. Here's the thing. She probably gets credit for it just because she says, in order for me to sing this song, I have to have writing credit on it. She is not smart enough. I agree with you that I think she is very dumb.
That's true. Did you see? She wrote a letter to the president, and this president shaded her by posting it on the social media. It had spelling errors, grammatical errors.
I feel like, honestly, like, the world loves Beyonce, but I feel like I remember a coworker telling me that she has stupid eyes. Where she is always like, look, she's like Audrey. Wait, what is her name from The Hills? Audrina Patrick.
Audrina, yes.
Where she has ceiling eyes. She's yes. always like looking up, like she doesn't know anything. And I love that people think that she's giving like this huge message of like Black Lives Matter in her video. Where I don't think she has an opinion at all.
Yeah, I think her only opinion is Red Lobster matters.
No, not even that bitch has not been to one. Red Lobster in her life, I can assure you that.
They said
I can
she grew
assure
up in the
you
South,
that.
Though. That, I
no,
that,
well, even if she had grown up in
crawfish.
The South, she was, no, she was still like a child star. She still was growing up very elegantly. No, thank you. I don't want to believe it at all.
So but I got do, you to join the other side. Clearly, you don't like Beyonce either.
But... But I do think, honestly, that she doesn't have any opinions. Beyonce yeah. is a robot. Beyonce is like an android
yeah.
that people use her in order to gain things. And I think they're using her to use the Black Lives Matter movement
yes.
in order to gain, like, attention. And it's working.
I mean,
but I swear to God, if you sat Beyonce down, if Barbara Walters or even Diane Sawyer, hell, even Oprah Winfrey, if anyone sat her down and asked her opinions about the Black Lives Matter movement, she wouldn't be able to say anything.
Yeah, she'd be like, Blue Ivy matters. But anyway, I have a theory. I think Beyonce died like 6 years ago. And right now we are just looking at the shell of a human. That's my
she
theory.
She died during childbirth.
Yeah, probably. I mean, did you see how that baby turned into a pancake when she sat down in Australia or something?
She faked her own pregnancy. Okay,
but my quick question is, what do you think about Blue Ivy's nappy hair?
I mean, listen, I think it's great. Here's the thing that really gets me. She's like singing about, oh, my baby can have nappy hair. But it's like, bitch, you're wearing a blonde
wig.
You're wearing a blonde wig.
That
and
was
the thing
exactly
that really rubbed me the wrong way about the Super Bowl performance is she had all of her backup dancers looking the same
yes,
with afros. But she had blonde hair. That yeah. I mean,
and my other thing is, Beyonce, why are you as a light-skinned Black girl,
Beyonce has
with the blonde wig in front of all these darker skinned girls trying to make yourself stand out and look better. I mean, to me, I think what you're doing is not a Black Lives Matters. I think what you're doing is you're actually doing a negative message for Black women and saying that if you don't look like me or you don't have the light skin like me, the nice straight blonde hair like me, then you're not as important. You're in the background.
I feel like I do agree. I think Beyonce has more white privilege than any white mm-hmm. person in the entire world.
Yeah.
I feel like she is very privileged, and I feel like she can't claim that. Yeah. She can't. She can't use that. And
so, Beyonce, maybe you should go to night school.
I had another, you know what? We're going to get a lot of hate right at the gate from this podcast. I can already assure you. We should have started with this.
Yeah, and just gone downhill from there.
But yeah, anyways, let's just move on. I feel like Beyonce is committing cultural appropriation against her own culture. And it's crazy to me that people are not seeing this. Let's yeah. move on. What? Let's go into some quick recommendations. Do you have any movie recommendations? Have you seen any good movies lately, Julian?
Okay, so I've seen some new movies and they weren't good, so I'm gonna recommend you don't see them. I saw How to Be Single. I will say that the movie was very lackluster. It dragged in parts. There were scenes that should have been deleted. And I will say what I'm proud of is it's the first movie that I have seen Rebel Wilson performing where they don't actually acknowledge her weight, which I'm happy about because it's like, sure, she might be bigger, but she could still go have fun. So I'm glad they really didn't address her weight. But I will say that the movie was very lackluster. It was boring. It was dull. I didn't laugh once. And I think I fell asleep for 5 minutes because I was in a theater with reclining seats. Hello, North Hollywood. And I also saw Deadpool. Don't ask me why. My sister dragged me there. That movie was whack. It was a waste of my time and my money. Don't support it. Did you see any movies?
I didn't. You know, I started watching a TV show. Here's a good
Which
TV
one?
Show recommendation. It's called Love. I'm sure Ryan's heard of it.
Oh, I've heard of it. Oh, is Ryan in it?
No.
Oh.
It's on Netflix. It's called yeah. Love. It's with Paul Rust, Judd Apatow. Mm-hmm. Apatow produced it.
Yeah.
It's very good. I mean, it's another movie, another series about white people going through white people problems. Mm-hmm.
The best type of problem is a white person problem.
They all have houses and easy jobs and make a lot of money and drive nice cars. But, like, I mean, there's a fun story, I guess, behind it. It's like all of our friends.
I haven't started it yet, but I guess I should.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say what I actually got into right now is I've been binge watching Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, God.
It's really bad, but I feel like I'm now sucked into all the drama of like, oh, did you, well, the rumor is you slept with someone. Okay, but I didn't. Well, the rumor is that you slept with someone. I mean, everyone is rumored to be sleeping with people that aren't even on the show. It's very entertaining. It keeps me coming back for more. I want to know who Stassi's going to slap next. So
has she slapped someone on the show?
Yeah, she slapped Kristen.
Was it like a real slap?
Yeah, she really slapped her.
Oh, okay. I would recommend, literally, I mean, don't watch it. It's like, it's a very long series, the Celebrity Big Brother. But I would suggest just watching Tiffany Pollard's moments. New York has come back. She is back and better than ever. Honestly, she looks the same as when she was on TV 10
years
ago.
She looks 15 pounds heavier, but she does look the same in the face.
And she looks happier.
Happy.
And it's just, it's literally her. It's crazy because it's her on Big Brother in
The UK
with a bunch of like British stars and just trying to like make it, and she's doing her old tricks and it still seems to be working. It's interesting to watch.
Well, actually, speaking about New York, the show you really need to be watching is on TV1. It's called The Next 15.
Everyone subscribe to TV1.
TV1. If you don't have it on your TV provider, just go online to TV1 or Mr. World Premiere or something, because that's how I watch it. And basically it's follows the lives of six has been reality TV stars,
like washed up.
Yeah, and it's them trying to start a talk show, but it actually features the HBIC herself, Miss Tiffany New York Pollard. So she really is bringing all the drama on the show so far. It's only been two episodes, but of course it's been all about her, so check that out.
I have a question. Who's Black China?
Black China is that nice type of porcelain China.
No, get out. Who is Black China?
Black China is a.k.a. Angela White is her real name. And Black China is the baby's mother of Tyga. And right now she's currently dating Rob Kardashian. And I think that she might get heir to the first Kardashian baby.
And Kylie Jenner is now dating Tyga.
Well,
right?
Kylie's been dating Tyga. And okay, so what happens basically?
Tyga has a child?
Tyga has a child with Blac Chyna.
Where was he during all this Paul McCartney trying to get him?
The baby is with Blac Chyna's mother. So, anyways, they broke up because Tyga started dating Kylie Jenner, who at the time was 16 years old.
Oh. How old is Blac Chyna? 30?
Blac Chyna's like 30, 28,
oh,
30.
Boy.
So then, I guess it's been a few years, they're still dating, but now Blac Chyna, I guess, to get back at
Rob Kardashian,
who's also trying to get back at his family for ostracizing him for his weight gain.
And then Blac Chyna is Amber Rose's best friend, and Amber Rose used to date Kanye West, who is now married to Kim Kardashian.
Yes,
it's like a fucked up Brady Bunch.
Like
it's like a fucked
dirty.
Up.
But I will say that if Blac Chyna does, in fact, give birth to the first heir of the Kardashian actual name, I feel like she wins.
Oh, that would be to the first Kardashian, because it's Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's the end of the world. That's the Antichrist.
I'm
right
voting.
There.
Forget Save Kesha. Forget Team Pope. I'm Team Save Blac Chyna from not being famous anymore. So she needs to have this baby ASAP.
Great. Anything else?
I just want to say thank you so much for listening to our first episode of Extra Extra.
Thanks to our producer, Luke, Dr. Luke Ryan Tweedy.
That's it for today's episode.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.